bit of the same old in terms of, you know, losing by the odd goal. That's now 9 games. And at the end of the day, that's it. It's not good enough for us over the 9 games. You know, we lost against Ayr United and lost to Queen of South. Yeah. Probably they were ones that we deserved. Other than that, you know, we should definitely have picked up more points in games than we have. But the reason being, we're struggling to put the ball in the back of the net, and the league table doesn't lie, so that's something we'll look to address over the summer.
Are you going into the summer, I suppose?
Well, I've to say, I'm on record saying that it doesn't just, that's not having a pop at strikers. You need to have a creativeness in the side. And again, it'll be a chance for us to stamp our authority during pre-season, the way that we're going to try and play the game, the shape of the team, and as I say, to bring that creative edge to us, that when we are having our good spells in games, that we're being a better goal threat.
Yeah. Today you were limited through suspension and injuries, so you changed your team a bit. Was it Hobson?
Jackson gets sent off last week. James Vincent pulls out on Thursday with his thigh, and you know you're already missing Tom Beadlin and Joe Ryan Williamson. So and that has been very testing. It's been a testing time. Ryan Scully went down with a virus last night, so Cammy Gill finds out at 10:30 last night that he's playing. So I could stand here and point the finger. They're getting asked to play in a manner in the reserves at the moment, and it was just unfortunate today that it was Cammy and Stewarty that were involved in the goal. The thing that I want them to take from it is they've got to learn that the difference between reserve football and first team football, because you get punished at this level when that happens. That's not to discourage the kids from, you know, trying to take the ball. So I'm not sure that we've decided to play them, you know, and they've got to be given opportunities, and we're definitely not going to hang them out to dry. So disappointed for them. What I did like about it was they stood up to it and they didn't hide. Cammy made a very good save in the second half on the post, and I thought that Stewarty conducted ACL, and you know, a role that he's only played in the last couple of reserve games. He's a centre half. That's, you know, we just wanted to try him further forward the last month or so. And I thought he'd done himself justice.
Finished in seventh place, obviously disappointing. It's going to be probably just as hard a league next season. Do you feel confident that we could better that?
No, the thing is, what I'm looking forward to is that I'll get the chance to the group that we've got still under contract. We'll also look to bring players in and identify players that we think are going to play in the manner we want them to play. So in that respect, I'm looking forward to pre-season. What I will say is the end of the season hasn't been good enough for a club like Dunfermline to pick up 1 point from last night. And as I say, it's identifying areas that we need to improve on.
And I suppose dropping places has cost money too.
Yeah, it can be a sore one, obviously missing out in the playoffs, which would have been, I think, the club minimum looking to get at the start of the season. And then on top of that, you know, to fall down into seventh place, it's a hard one for the club to take. As I say, I'm not hiding from the responsibility. I've been in the job for January. But I accept that responsibility, and all I can say is I'll be working hard over the summer to make sure that we kick on next season.
Side deal.